If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
You are now in the pocket with Covell Hudson.
How's it going, pocket heads? I hope everybody is having a good free agent Monday, free agency Monday. It is the 11th day of March, 2024, and the Chiefs started NFL free agency with a bang. And I'd say with a bang, but let's put it in the perspective of this kind of bang. Imagine we didn't have Chris Jones for the last, 7 years, 8 years. How long has he been here? Imagine we didn't have Chris Jones, but then we just signed him. Like, everybody be a lot more excited than we are now. People are excited, but we've had him. So it's not like everybody's like, oh, man,
New era. Yeah.
It's a sack nation, the Chiefs re-signed the big free agent, which is Chris Jones, and that will segue into our Covell Was Right segment.
It fits right in there, and it's one of those things where it's like, you were definitely right about that. Now, for the next 5 years, we can just stop talking about this, right?
Nah, 2.5. You know how them deals work.
Deals work.
5 years, we're not going to talk about it for 2.5.
Let's hope production doesn't drop that drastic to where it's like, hey, why don't you come over and have a meal with me and the wife? No. Just you.
Yeah, well,
we love your wife, but just you this time.
Yeah, but he's won 3 Super Bowls. He's been here. He's been a stud. So, like, he's kind of grandfathered in, even if he was to be not good on in the last few years. Well, yeah. As long as the Chiefs, they got people around him.
You just see where his head is at in football.
Yes, yes.
And then you let him do a Bill Belichick move. that's all.
Well, we're going to discuss free agency. Then we're going to discuss the top 5 free agents in NFL history. And then we'll do the top 5 free agents in Chiefs history. I think that'll be fun. I was going to do top 5 worst free agents in the league, but the list is kind of silly because, every year – a few teams have silly free agent signings.
A lot of people know what Russell Wilson to the Broncos looks like.
Yeah. No, it's dusty. It's
real dusty. A re-signing, excuse me.
It's real dusty.
So we know what that looks like.
We'll talk free agency, and then we'll do some it poop. We'll do some it poop free agency style. You know what I mean? Like, off-season it poops.
Off-season it poops.
Yeah, if you ask me, those are the best kind of it poops. It's off-season it poops.
Oh, yeah. A lot of what-ifs can happen.
Yeah, it clears you up.
A lot of what-ifs can happen.
There's a lot of what-ifs. So, yes, and I am Covell Hudson.
I'm Typhoon Panda.
I'm Kyle Collier.
There it is. He's always ready. He's ready. Like, I knew, I like it when he's like doing something. Then I'd be like,
trying to catch me off guard.
I'm trying to catch you off guard. Trying to keep you on your toes is what I'm trying to do.
Ready. Yeah, he has on earphones. He can hear everything you say, right?
So, Chris Jones resigns 5 years, $158.75 million, $95 million guaranteed. And once again,
I'll say it. Let me scratch your back.
Well,
let me pat your back.
Well,
let me raise your hand. Let me be the referee.
Okay.
And with that being said, you were right, Covell.
Yes. Yes.
We must sign this man. What is it that you need? What is it that you want? Let me rub your feet.
Let's
get this deal done.
Like, to be completely honest, it actually hurts my feelings when I have to keep being right in spite of you guys being wrong.
Welcome to my world.
Right. It's almost like, how can I be this good? No, okay. But I had a feeling Chris Jones wasn't going anywhere because Chris Joneses aren't guys that you usually let go. If the Chiefs were bad, if the Chiefs were, let's say the Chargers. Sorry, Chargers fans. If the Chiefs were the Chargers and you had a Chris Jones, then you let a Chris Jones go because why would we pay that much to not be winning, you know? But with the Chiefs winning perennially, it seems like it only makes sense to keep a stud in the building. What's your takeaway from the signing?
I was happy for it. I was like, and plus it makes him I think it's something that he knew already when he was saying all the talks at the parade at the Super Bowl parade here in Kansas City. When he said on stage, he was like, I ain't going nowhere. I think he already knew that this is the deal we're going to sign, but we're going to sign after, you know, free agency go out or after we tag,
you know,
this,
why?
That, and the other. I think he already knew.
But when he said that at the parade, I took it very little credence from it because LeBron James and Kyrie Irving lied to Cleveland.
I mean, what?
And said, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
No, but they both, in different occasions, said, no, I'm not going to leave you.
But
I'm not going anywhere.
Kyrie said it to a child.
He said it to a child of Cleveland.
But I think basketball is more like a wind, whatever the wind blows. I think Kevin Durant's proven that.
Whoa.
When the wind blows.
Wow, how did Kevin Durant get shrapnel today? I don't even know how.
It's coming from all angles, baby.
The city of Cleveland and Kevin Durant.
We're all living on steel. And it's ricocheting, baby, okay? Hey, but I just think with football, it's more of a long-term thing. You know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of veterans are so scarce to signing one-year contracts. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's because their ACL can be ripped out of their body.
I know why. I know why the team signs them to the 1 year. But for the most part, you're looking for longevity, especially when you are Chris Jones, when you have five more years in you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got, you know, a good 7-8 years in you as a starter, you know, as a dominant starter. Then, yeah, you will look for something long term. You don't want to just sign a 1 year deal. You don't want to be Odell Beckham.
Well, that's a different.
That's
a different.
I just had to throw it out there. Just, you know. But 1 year deals, think about it. You're constantly on the go.
Well, but in today's NFL, gambling on yourself is how you get the bag. Let's ask Kirk Cousins about that. You gamble on yourself.
He got somebody else to gamble for him, baby.
Yeah. You gamble on yourself. You're able to. Chris Jones gambled on himself.
He did.
He said, you know, I'll miss the first game.
That's why I think the deal was already done when he went before the parade.
No, I don't think that.
I do.
Who's that defensive tackle that signed a few days ago? Do you? Who was that, Kyle? Do you know who that?
The Ravens?
Yes. McCoufinavi.
Not even close. But
it's close.
Justin
Madubuike. Madubuike.
Something like that.
Oh, see, I was close.
Yes, the Ravens extended him.
Yes.
And that was a big, you know, Chiefs fans were definitely watching that contract.
Yeah, so I think after that, I think the Chiefs, after that deal, they were like, see, I told you. You better take that one there. And I think that's what happened. But I believe Chris Jones, I think it was the right move.
Great move.
Like, I would have, everybody, what is this? It's essentially $32 million a year?
Hey, pre-post, whatever, it's a great deal.
Yeah?
Well, and, I mean, not just a great deal, but it's a great deal for the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, it's technically a better deal for Chris Jones than the Chiefs. Because for the Chiefs, yes, it would have been nice to pay $28, $27
million. Of course.
Yeah.
That would have been excellent. But if you can still get the number one guy and still have just, even if you got just a small smidgen of light to do something with, you know what I'm saying? Even if I give you a couple of pennies off your dollar for change, guess what? It's still a couple of pennies off a dollar, right?
Well, we didn't get none of that. We didn't get none of that.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, as far as going towards the cap.
Yeah.
It's going towards the cap. It didn't hit it so bad to where it's like, hey, Kadarius, you're going to go ahead and just stay. We need you.
Kadarius is staying either way. Kadarius will be a Kansas City Chief in 2024-25 season.
I'll say you're more than right.
Yeah, I'll say. What you think, Kyle?
Ty, you brought up the cap. Next year, Chris Jones's cap hit is only $7 million. I mean, that means they are serious. This three-peat thing is real.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, like I said, if you got a light to still do some things, then you, man, just think, okay. And then all we have is just, I don't even want to call them hoes.
Whoa, what?
Like in our, in you know, as far as in our, oh, in you, any type of.
You want to enunciate, sir?
Hoes.
There we go.
Excuse me?
Because me and Kyle were like, excuse me? What are we talking about?
She don't have any kind of hoes.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Say all your syllables.
I just marked that.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yes, that's a good mark. That's a good mark.
It's a black thing. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, the same way.
Holes. Excuse me. I was destroying the English like, language again.
Just like putting S's at the end of things that don't need S's.
But how are we going to?
Apple Markets? Apple
Markets? English major. Why? Yeah. We're already speaking broken English anyway.
Yeah.
So it's Ebonics all the way around. But there aren't anything, though, that the Chiefs have like serious gaps in.
Yeah.
And they can be filled. So the little, you know, backup here, a smidget there, it's, if we have enough money now to go out and get quality players in those positions.
We like, all the Chiefs really need right now is a wide receiver and an offensive tackle, and then re-sign some dudes.
That's it.
Yeah. So, like, and Snead. Oh, Kyle, so what was your takeaway from Chris Jones?
I mean, mainly just the cap that I mentioned earlier. It jumps up to, in 2025, it'll jump up to $34 million, 2026, 41. Yeah, I understand people might be nervous because it is pretty backloaded, but, you know, the salary cap rises like 11% every year.
It does.
So I'm not worried about the contract. I don't think the Chiefs overspent. But
and then if we get hit on the back end anyway, we done three-peat already. Go ahead. Do what you want
to do. Well, but that's usually how the Chiefs don't think about it.
This has never happened again.
That sounds St. Louis Rams. I mean, that's a Los Angeles Rams.
Don't say
yeah.
Rams.
Yeah.
No, they were like, put it all on the credit card.
Exactly.
Like,
print it. Print it. Yeah. You want a million? Look under your chairs. Cheap players.
But, you know, my other big takeaway from this contract is, you know, the who would you rather have, Snead versus Chris Jones debate, I think that's been solved, really. So, I mean, he's got the franchise tag at nearly $20 million a year. I think before the end of this week, we will see Legarius Snead traded.
Yeah. See, I think so, too.
Somebody will play over that $19 million.
Yes, but I think so, too. But the thing is, all right, so Snead was a fourth-round pick. We've developed him into a top-tier cornerback. If the Chiefs were to trade him, they'll probably get a second-round or third-round pick. But the way I look at it is they can do a tag and trade next year, and you can keep Snead for a year for $20 million, but Chris Jones' cap hit is $7 million this year, not the $30 that he would. So, like, I believe the money is there, and they can still potentially get a third round draft pick next year, even a two. Does that, what do y'all?
It don't sound far off.
Like, I
think we can keep, and that's what makes me feel that Jones already knew about the contract before, because they're like, hey, we're going to put this tag on Snead. This is the contract, whatever. All right, because if you're going to bring back my boy and we're going to do this, you feel me? And now we can just go ahead.
Based on the way Chris Jones negotiates and the Katz brothers, they weren't worried about nobody else's money. He wasn't like, oh,
not that he was worried about his money, but just like trying to make the fit of the let's go ahead and get this three-peat because this is something that's obtainable now.
Well, but the thing is,
this isn't just crap talk.
But what I'm saying, Snead is more valuable than a second-round draft pick this year.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying, but for the Chiefs organization to kind of, you know that already, and Chris Jones to know that, hey, this is it. This is a three-peat that we're talking here. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's actually obtainable. It's not. This is not the Cowboys fans talking. You know what I'm saying? That we're going to go to the bowl this year. I know we got Dak Prescott, but we're still going to the bowl this year. You know? It's not that type of talk. It's actually obtainable. And when you got the players to believe that it's obtainable, okay, we need to do this to get this done.
Yeah,
that's it.
I don't think in 2024, I don't think he had any prior knowledge. I think they had the numbers. They wanted to see a couple other deals get done. I think the Chiefs and Chris Jones, they both wanted to get the deal done, but they waited to the last possible second before free agency to get it done. So, yeah, I don't know if he had any, you know.
Prior knowledge, too?
Yeah, I don't think he had any prior knowledge. He knew that. It was like the Chiefs, they didn't want to quit each other, and they both knew that. So they both tried to meet in the middle enough to where they both felt like they wasn't getting taken advantage of. It's like a relationship there. But yeah, so the Chiefs signed Drew Tranquil to a 3-year deal. They signed Winchester, our long snapper, to a new deal. I don't know the details of that deal, but they did it. And so you guys don't have to worry about our long snapper situation anymore. If you guys were, so who are our notable free agents still left? And nobody's been signed. Nobody. We haven't had anybody poached yet, have we?
No, nothing yet. I mean, the notable ones have been taken care of so far. I like I said earlier, I expect something to happen with Snead this week. But you know, Tranquil's out of the way. Jones is out of the way. Those were two big question marks. I would say the biggest ones left on the board. Donovan Smith, he's a free agent.
I think he's 2 or 3 day guy, though.
Yeah, I think you can kind of wait there. Right now, offensive guards are getting handed out mega contracts.
They are
agency.
Getting paid some money right now.
So Joe Tooney's contract right now looks like a bargain. At one time when he was signed, he was the highest paid guard.
Trendsetters.
Yeah, now he's not even close.
Yeah, next year they're going to start paying right tackles a whole bunch of money like Jamar.
But, yeah, right now it's Willie Gay's out there, but I think the Chiefs are, you know, done there. So,
no, he's gonna be – what's the word I'm looking for? He's going to be asking for way too much. He's going to be asking for way too much money.
You think Gay is? You say you think
– For what he's worth, the Chiefs aren't able to really be in the –
Well, I think at this point it's not about what you're worth with the Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? We especially now we have these back-to-back Super Bowls.
Well, but I don't think
what
that,
are you willing to do to get there, or are you just trying to get your money?
Well, plantation tie.
You can get
like,
out.
No. No, we have to be nicer. Or because if the Chiefs was like, hey, we want 2 in a row, what you want to do? Are you interested in coming over here? I don't think that's necessarily the approach. But yeah, Willie Gay. But same with Snead. Like, if we didn't have Snead, I believe Willie Gay would have got franchise tagged. What do you guys think of that? What do you think? Like, if because Willie Gay is a guy that you want to keep around, but if you have a lockdown corner or a linebacker, what's easier to find is a linebacker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, what's Kyle doing over there?
I don't know. I don't. Oh, if we didn't have Snead.
No, for sure.
I think Willie Gay would have been our guy.
Yeah, because they wouldn't have done Tranquil. Because they wouldn't have tagged Tranquil.
They would have tagged Gay.
Kyle, what do you think of that?
I do. I think they would have tagged Gay.
You're going to have to ask me again. We had a live stream technical difficulty. Go ahead.
Who do I send an email to? I'm sending an angry email to.
If we didn't have Snead, we would have tagged Gay. Especially in this Chris Jones position.
No, like if he was under contract, if we didn't have to deal with the Snead getting paid, Willie Gay.
I got you.
We would not have just let Willie walk out the building.
Yeah, you might be right. I'm not sure what the franchise tag number is for linebackers.
I think it's like $16 million or something.
Oh, that's tough then.
Well, but they would have tried to do the sign and trade because but Willie Gay is not a guy. No, it's like $12 million. But
okay,
Willie Gay's
better. Yeah.
But like Willie Gay's not a guy that you just let go usually. But when he's the third guy on the list, which is Chris Jones, Snead, then him, I think, yeah. Like,
but he's fourth because Tranquil I'd put above him. The Chiefs put Tranquil above Willie Gay right now.
I kind of would too.
Well, but
I like your argument of why you would choose. And tell our listeners why you would choose Willie Gay over Tranquil.
Okay, so that's what we were trying to discuss. And how can I say this without sounding disrespectful? But like, no, and Kyle, you think I'm going disrespectful, but I'm not.
Here you go.
So, all right.
That usually means you're going to be disrespectful.
So, I think Drew Tranquil is a higher IQ, football player. I think he makes the right football plays. He goes where he's supposed to go, and he doesn't trust it. He doesn't just depend on his instincts. He depends on the scheme, where I'm supposed to do film and all that.
Yeah. No, I'm with that because when Bolton went down with injury, the green dot passed to Drew Tranquil.
Yes, and he did a masterful job. But I think Willie Gay, he's not that. He's not the I'm not saying he's dumb either. You know what I mean? That's not what I'm not saying that.
No, he had a very important role. I mean, against guys like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, you need Willie Gay.
Yes, you need somebody that's not thinking.
You're trying to say
you need somebody
is,
that is a freak athlete.
See, Drew Tranquil put his body in a position to be there kind of before the man gets there. And Willie Gay has, like, I might have not been there where I was supposed to be at that point to stop that guy, but I was able to stop that guy because I have the skill to make up.
Yes, he has hips.
Not being there.
He has the hips of a rabbit. Like, Willie Gay
can just
switch
turn.
Directions. Yes.
And like you said, you can't coach big. You know what I'm saying? And he has that deal. And see, but Tranquil has that. I know to already be there. You know what I'm saying? He has that to where it's like, I'm meeting the guy in the middle of the hole versus Willie Gay can be that guy. It's like, I wasn't in the middle of the hole, but I was able to torque my body in a position to where I still stopped him in the middle of the hole.
Yeah, Willie can get there and make the plays. But like, so as far as choosing one or the other, I don't know. But I think Willie Gay, the deal that he's going to end up getting is more than the deal that Tranquil got because he kind of gave us a hometown discount. He kind of gave us a, I hated being in L.A. for those years.
Right.
Now I'm in KC. I don't want to move again, you know.
Yeah.
So, because, and Ty asked me a question before we got on. He said, who would you, if you take the money out of it, who do you sign? Who do you want, Willie or Drew Tranquil?
Mm-hmm.
See, and that's what makes it weird for me because I typically go toward the freak athletes, the people that you can't just find. That's what I try to go toward. But Tranquil, but he's not – who's that the linebacker the Chiefs tried a couple years ago? They kept putting him on that field.
Anthony Hitchens?
No, after that.
Talking about Dirty D?
No, it was a white guy.
Dirty D?
Bailey? Remember, Spags loved him. Oh, I can't think of his name. Like, man, can
I can picture him too.
You can picture
him.
I just
goodness.
Was he number 44?
No, that was Dorian O'Daniel.
Oh, what an awful pick that was. But Spags hadn't trusted young guys. This Spags have now, Dorian O'Daniel would have played. We would have saw that he was a scrub or he was good. But Spags was like, Dorian, you can't figure it out in practice. Get out of here. That's kind of what's happening to Fifi. But
hey, give FAU some time.
No, I'm giving him some time. But Spags in training camp, he was like, he ain't starting preseason. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and once O'Minihue came back in the middle of the season, you know, FAU snap count went way down, which is fine. I mean, he's young. He's only 21, you know, and Kansas State, they played a defense that the NFL does not play.
Yeah.
So he was more of a projection pick anyway.
Well, I think it was a little bit of that draft. Like, Pittsburgh, they tricked themselves into drafting their hometown kid, Kenny Pickett, and ended up being, they just had to sign Russell Wilson, you know what I mean, to save them. Yeah. So like,
at a I might add.
At a hell of a bargain.
Yeah. You can't. I think he got the best deal almost out of free agency.
Well, and what we'll do is we're 27.
He got the best deal.
We'll go ahead and go to break, and then we will talk about guys that got signed real quick, and then we'll do the top five, and then we'll do it poop. We'll be back after this. We are back, Pocket Heads. Huh. Second segment. Cash rules everything around me. Cream. So let's talk about let's talk about some of the guys that got signed first. The biggest I want to talk about first is Kirk Cousins.
Nah, forget him, man. Forget Kirk.
Kirk Cousins, and first thing I'll say about this, let me not go, it's all right.
He got a deal on the heel, huh?
A deal on the heel? What you mean?
He's down with his Achilles heel. Sorry, that's terrible.
That's not nice to Kirk Cousins, but I feel like Minnesota Vikings just, yeah, they punted away every chance they had.
I don't
had.
Know what direction they're going.
They're like, it seems like they're going in the Justin Fields direction.
And I like the Vikings, but it's so hard to see. He's like, all right, when they got rid of Diggs, they get rid of. I'm like, what are we doing here? What, let's go. What?
Yeah.
And it's so hard to see what direction that they're going.
Well, Justin Jefferson wants to get paid, and I'm sure he doesn't want knuckleballs thrown his way. Like, in the NFL, it's so hard to find quarterback. It's so hard to get quarterback right. And the Vikings, like, I don't know if they fell into the narrative that fans say of Kirk Cousins, because those playoff losses and things like that, I don't believe they were Kirk Cousins' fault. I think their defense was more to blame.
Oh, their defense definitely let them down.
Like, yeah, what are these? 4 years, $180 million. And one thing you can say about Kirk Cousins is guaranteed. He knows how to get the bag.
Guaranteed 100.
100 what?
He's guaranteed $100 million off top.
But he should. And I think the Vikings were like, well, what have you done for us lately? And I think Kirk was like, do you see this collared shirt? This collared shirt doesn't pay for itself. I put my pants on the same way every day. Except for on Tuesdays. Isn't that his off day?
That's right. Tuesdays.
So that means that the Falcons were like, we're fine with you taking Tuesdays off. We're fine with you doing your thing. Like, yeah, I think it was awful for the Minnesota Vikings to let him leave.
Why do you think they did it, though?
Because they didn't want to guarantee $100 million. I think their fan base.
Being 36 years old, yeah.
Like, but I don't think it's that. I think. What's it?
Coming off an Achilles? I mean.
Well, but I don't even think it's that. I think is if you look at his numbers, you would think, like, just his win losses, you would think he's kind of a bum quarterback. But when you look at his play, his numbers and things like that, he's a top five quarterback, top four quarterback.
Yeah, I put him top 10. Not quite top five.
I can't name 10 quarterbacks better than him.
Mahomes, Burrow, nine. Allen, Herbert.
Herbert's up for debate. Yeah.
Lamar.
Okay. All right. That's five.
That's five.
Rodgers went healthy.
Well, Rodgers ain't been a top
Rodgers
five
ain't been
in
nothing since his MVP season. His last MVP.
All right, top six. That's as high as I'm willing to go for Kirk.
Well, but like Herbert's not in front of Kirk Cousins. Potential, he is. But as far as a quarterback that you want to.
I think talent, yeah. I'd put Herbert over him.
Well, but it's potential, though. Like,
yeah, but I mean, Kirk has been very productive, but so is Herbert. The Chargers just stink.
Yeah,
well, because
Herbert
has broken
passing records. He's just
what has Cousins been on? Cousins was a Washington Commander.
What you mean?
he was. He was saying, but Cousins was a Washington Commander.
He's Alex
Smith.
So it ain't
like he had a dope team in Washington either. Well, and he still put up with good numbers. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, like, when he first got to Minnesota, well, I guess it was his fault a little bit, but they had the malcontent, is that the right way you said it, in Diggs, who was always pouty about stuff.
Is it showing again?
You say what?
It's showing again.
Well, he's always kind of emotional. Hey, I did see a tweet. It said, no, was it? Somebody said, Stephon Diggs argues with Josh Allen one time in the game, and we can't stop hearing about it, and Travis Kelce gets to assault his coach in the Super Bowl, and now he's a hero. if Diggs would have done that, he'd probably be out the NFL.
Yeah, but he's not a Kelce.
Who's the other guys that signed right now?
I didn't think that, man, that Minnesota wouldn't, like, put up a fight to another NFC team?
No. You know what I'm saying? How long was Kirk there? 7 years or 6 years? He was there for a while. So I think it's just like coaches. I think
six.
They are six.
Six. Yep.
So I think just like coaches, they're like, hey, you've been here for this long. We haven't won the Super Bowl yet. So I don't think we can sell it to our fans to pay you another $100 million. I think that's what they're doing. I actually thought Atlanta would be in a better shape getting Fields, because you get him for a couple years. He's cheap. Your guys are young. But it makes sense to get a veteran in there that you know what he's going to do and get him in there with the young guys. So who else you say?
So I'm all right with Atlanta choosing Kirk over Fields because –
yeah.
I mean, Fields hasn't really shown that he's a great passer. And he's a fantastic runner.
You know exactly what you're going to get with Kirk.
And they've got a great running back in Bijan Robinson, I'm forgetting his backup, but they've got a good running game already there. And they've got weapons, Pitts and Drake London, who are just starved
a free agent.
Why are you mentioning Brissett?
Isn't he?
But Jacoby Brissett?
As a backup.
No, I'm about to say he is a down-the-line free agent. No disrespect to Jacoby Brissett.
Brissett is going to get signed week 3 of the preseason.
Yeah, you made me disrespect Jacoby Brissett here, Ty. And that's your fault. That's your fault.
I'm just
looking
at it as a nice little backup. Not as a big signing or anything, but just a good backup somewhere.
What I'm saying?
Preseason. He could start for the Falcons for a little bit.
No, he can't. They just paid $100 million to prove that he can't.
He can start.
Who else got signed, Kyle?
My boy will be back.
We had the Raiders. They let Josh Jacobs walk. The Packers gave him $48 million.
Yeah. How many years?
4 years.
That's dangerous.
Dangerous.
Then the Raiders also signed Christian Wilkins, Miami defensive tackle. That's a nasty combo, Wilkins and Max Crosby on the defensive line.
That is.
But they did it last year. But they keep throwing money at it.
Yeah. No, they are.
You don't think the Jacoby?
You talking about Jacoby Brissett?
Hold on. You go ahead.
Jacobs. You don't think Jacobs and Love, though, is going to be a nice little 1-2 combo?
Yeah, but Jacobs isn't a top. I don't think he's a top. He doesn't scare. It's not scary. And they're in the NFC, so I'm not.
Frankly, I thought Aaron Jones is better for their system. Aaron Jones is a fantastic receiving back. Jacob is competent, but he's a great runner, no doubt.
He's a Frank Gore to me.
Where is poor Dalvin Cook right now?
Unemployed.
Jesus, them Vikings, man.
Them
Vikings is usual.
I don't know what direction. I don't know what
that Justin Jefferson trade request is going to hit Minnesota like a nuke.
Had turned down some money from them.
Yeah,
and
if they go after Justin Fields, I'd request a trade too.
That when I found out,
that's why I'm saying knuckleballs.
Yeah,
Jefferson. Once Jefferson turned down that money, it reminded me of you ever play Madden and you negotiate your players and you don't give them enough. Or they signing bonuses are high enough, and they're like, not interested. It's like, what is the Vikings going to do to pique his interest?
Who?
Justin Jefferson? What? I mean, because obviously there's an interesting, or they tried to lowball him, and he's like, no, I'm not doing that.
Who, Justin Jefferson?
Yeah.
Well, he's a receiver. That's what receivers do.
Yeah,
receivers were born saying that's not enough money. Like, I'm not getting the ball enough. They were born saying it.
And to know that you are the number one guy out there, you know what I'm saying?
What you mean?
Who wouldn't drop a lot of picks for Justin Jefferson right now? If he was to announce this today.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? He would get the biggest draft or the biggest trade haul ever.
I mean, bad teams. Good teams aren't going to trade a whole bunch of picks for a receiver. Look at the Dolphins.
What is he? He's like 24. I mean, he's going to have to get paid, obviously, but.
Yes.
We don't have time here, but let's look at wide receiver. Hall of Fame wide. If we look at Hall of Fame wide receivers that didn't win a championship versus that did win a championship, or teams that won championships with Hall of Fame receivers, it usually doesn't happen that often. So, like, yeah.
Like the Chiefs with Tyreek.
Yeah, the Chiefs with Tyreek. Terrell Owens came up short. The Eagles. Yeah, receivers usually don't mean you're winning a championship.
Right, right.
Ask the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm not saying – I didn't say anything about championship. I'm just saying, but somebody will drop everything to get them.
No, somebody will. What we should have done was we should have done a AFC West free agency watch, because the last few years – the AFC West has gone all in on beating the Chiefs, and every move has backfired.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Oh, yeah, Russell Wilson to the Steelers for league minimum $1 million, which is the best deal almost in NFL history if they make it to the playoffs, which they should.
Yeah.
But so the Broncos have to pay him $38 million to not play for them.
Yep.
So the Steelers – are going to play the Broncos, I believe it's in week 7 or 8. So if Russell Wilson beats the Broncos playing for the Steelers, the Broncos would be paying him $38 million to beat us. That would be rock bottom for that organization, and I couldn't tell you that I want to see it happen.
And kick him in the face, wouldn't it, down, Russ?
Man.
Go ahead. Yeah. Beat him in like have some of like your rookie numbers.
Yeah, beat him so bad.
Yeah,
you get taken out during the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
you know,
have some rookie numbers.
That's
on.
Nice.
They put
Mason
Rudolph.
Oh
in there.
My God.
And you know what?
Or Pickett. I mean.
They would not be able to recover from that.
And you know what? I'm actually high on Russell Wilson to the Steelers, because Pete Carroll had Russell Wilson playing exactly the way Russell Wilson should play, and then Russell Wilson got fussy. Said, let Russ cook. All of his sayings are awful. Let's ride.
He's dangerous. You
go,
know?
Go Hawks.
Mr. Unlimited, he called himself.
Wow, he is.
Hey, listen,
he's
corny.
I try
he's
not
corny.
To call him corny, man.
He is. No, he is.
I try to be the fun guy in the room, and he should just be who he is.
Yeah, what was that?
Just be
I got
who he
one
is.
Foe with me. I'm like, whoa,
he
Russell.
Should just, like, stop it.
But Russell, I believe – Mike Tomlin, he had winning seasons with bums as quarterbacks. And I don't think Russell Wilson's a bum. I think
he was mid-range on the list of quarterbacks last year, but he was solid last year.
He was Baker Mayfield-y.
Yeah.
And that's all you really need from him. But he went to the Broncos with this massive trade, this massive deal. He's going to compete with Mahomes now, and he ain't about that life. So I think Steelers, he's in a, you know, his next saying is going to be, we got our bootstraps, Steelers. Like, what's
his name? I saw a great tweet. Russell Wilson's going to, you know, win his first game, and he's going to tweet, Steel got it. You know?
Steel got it.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh,
Steel got it.
I'm not taking credit for that. That's hilarious.
He'll say, don't steal my joy. Russell Wilson is the guy that's just he's the like church director that's trying to get the youth to love church again, and he's trying to be real cool.
Yeah,
and it's like, stop, just be who you are, man. And maybe that's why he's kind of declined, because he's trying to be something he's not.
Well, no, yeah, he left thinking he was something, but like, yeah, like I think him going to the Steelers, he just wants to go play.
Oh, Mike is gonna bring him down. Who you think you're talking to?
But I think Mike Tomlin is a what is it called? Players as a coach's coach, a dude's dude. So I think he'll be able. I think he's gonna cool up Russell Wilson, because Mike Tomlin is the coolest coach in the NFL.
Yeah, and you're only paying the guy $1.2 million or something. So
you can't even yell him.
It's not even a risk. Yeah. You know?
But he seems like Mike Tomlin seems like the uncle that, like, you walk away from the conversation like, did he just cuss me out? But I feel better for it.
Yeah. And a further note on the AFC West, the Raiders, they did sign Gardner Minshew.
That's cute. That's cute. Like, I'm trying to find the right. Aww. Like,
they haven't did anything to, I don't think. Yeah.
I think that was my exact feeling when they got Garoppolo. Yeah. I was like, yeah. Aw, okay. Yeah. That's cute.
They feel sorry for him.
All right. So we ended up just talking. But real quick, before we go to break, I'm going to do the top five free agents of all time. Okay. And if you guys think that is not legit, then let me know real quick. All right. Mm-hmm. So number five is Tom Brady. He was a 42-year-old free agent signed to the Buccaneers, and they won the Super Bowl that first year. That's pretty crazy, son. You know, that's a good free agent signing. At four, I have Reggie White with the Packers. 93, changed the culture. He made it cool to be black in Green Bay. He made it I guess.
No, because we still suffered from that today.
Oh, yeah, we did get, yeah. Yes, me and Ty, we did a show in Green Bay a little bit after COVID, and it was a little bit, what y'all bring these for?
We shouldn't have came in through the front door. We shouldn't have came in through the front door.
It was holidays.
That's what it was.
It was holidays. And it was turkey time, right? They were giving away turkeys. And Will, who we travel with, they said, Will, do you want to take a turkey home? We have all these extra turkeys. And he was like, nah, it's all right. And then Ty said, so can I grab one? They're like, no.
they're already spoken for over there. It was that blatant. Like, it was our fault because we came in through the front door.
We came.
Disrespected them first.
I had jewelry on, and I was all. They were like, "What's this shining?" All right.
I had my head up, looked somebody in the eye. Totally disrespectful.
Okay. All right. So Reggie White is number four. For
the Packers.
Yeah, he tried. Okay. He tried to make it better for us. Anyway, number three, I have Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner signed. He was sacking groceries, and the Rams was like, "Let's go ahead and do that." Greatest show on turf, won Super Bowl. They went to two, right? I believe so. Yes. Number two is Drew Brees. When the levees broke and New Orleans was underwater, Kanye accused George Bush of some craziness. He on live television. I'm not going to say what Kanye West said, but Drew Brees was signed by New Orleans and changed the whole culture of New Orleans. They became who that. And I remember in the huddles, Drew Brees was like, he was doing, he got rhythm. He changed the culture. And matter of fact, Sean Payton is still living on that because he got signed by the Broncos as being some genius when he really just had Drew Brees. Number one is Peyton Manning for the Broncos. Two straight Super Bowls. He was technically a dud of a quarterback, but nobody's ever signed a quarterback, and then they just started winning and being good.
When they won the Super Bowl, yeah, he was definitely not the top quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
But for the Broncos, he was a machine for a couple years.
Yes, he was.
Can I say boo before we go to a break?
Real quick, what's your boo?
Boo.
Well, to which one?
The White should be number one.
All right, so he thought Reggie White should be number one, but I think it's crazy. So if you're doing this list on top five free agent signings, if you were starting your franchise today.
We got to go break.
If you were starting your franchise today, you would start with Peyton Manning. Then you would, if you didn't get him, you would get Drew Brees. If you couldn't get him, you would get Kurt Warner. And then maybe.
Not Tom Brady?
Well, not 42-year-old Tom Brady. Not above Reggie White. Does that make sense? So it's Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Kurt Warner, Reggie White, Tom Brady. I believe that is the most perfectest list. And I know we got to go to break, but I'm giving this one too. The best Chiefs free agents, real quick. Number five is Emmett Thomas. Most people wasn't alive to know this Hall of Fame cornerback. But I have Justin Reed at four. I have Marcus Allen at three. I have Priest Holmes at two. And I have Lenny Dawson at number one. Don't argue with me. Argue with your mama. We'll be back after this. We are here in the last segment, Pocket Heads. And today's segment of It Poop is off-season version of it. I started real good, but it got real weird. Pocket Heads, it's time for some It Poop. Who wants to It Poop first? Not all at once.
I will.
Or I'm going to say not all at once, guys. All right, go ahead. You want
to? Let me see. I got Kelce retiring after this season.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Oh, boy. That's a hell of a way to start.
I'm out. I think he's got at least two more.
At least two more, and him and Taylor just bought that house. He need more money.
Hey, ain't nothing like, you know what I'm saying, backing your woman. Okay, Vikings will get out of the first round of playoffs next year.
Vikings,
they're not making the playoffs.
As of now,
year.
The Vikings aren't making the playoffs.
I knew that was going to be said, but I got the writing, and my pen wouldn't stop because I have great handwriting. Let me go with the third. Falcons and Vikings. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
You already knew.
It was a dream list. Cook has a Pro Bowl season.
Brian Cook?
Yes.
I'm with it.
For the Chiefs. Yes.
I'm with it. He was playing good.
Yeah. Pro Bowl season next year. Yeah. Talked about. All right. And my last one. Rice gets 1,500 plus.
Ooh. We still got Kelce here.
I'm out.
They're going to sign a veteran receiver.
I'm out. 1,500 is lofty.
We should hope for 1,100 yards.
And he's a guy who primarily operates out of the slot. I need to see him.
I think we know how to use him now.
Well, yeah.
Nah, Andy Reid starts every season.
1,500's tough.
Yeah, because Kelce, that means we'd be expecting a precipitous fall from Travis Kelce, and I think he's still going to be the number one.
I don't think it would be a fall. I just think it would be an actual Mahomes big year.
No, I don't think they would disrespect Travis Kelce by having 600 yards and Rasheed Rice has 1,500 yards. I don't think that's what would be.
I think he'd take that over getting touchdowns any day.
Who?
If he's leading in touchdowns, I think he would be like, hey, screw the yards.
I'm pretty sure he wouldn't.
One game he had less than 100 yards and he had, three touchdowns?
Keyword, one game. If that was every season, he'd be tackling Andy Reid every game. Go ahead, Kyle.
All right, I'll make these quick. L.J. Snead gets traded before Friday of this
week.
Out
of pocket.
Out?
Out of pocket. The Chiefs are going to figure it out.
I think he stays. He's going to take a snap.
All right.
I don't think Chris Jones's number would be so low. Cap hit would be so low if they wasn't trying to keep Snead.
Okay. I see the logic. All right. The Chiefs draft a wide receiver in the first round.
First round?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to take the second or third round. I don't know if they're going to do first round. If they get rid of Snead and we have an extra second, then they may spend that first, but they still want a left tackle.
Yeah.
No.
I see that logic. And Brett Veach typically, he gets his wide receivers in the second round.
Yeah, no, we're going to get another wide receiver off the scrap heap this offseason. We're going to get somebody off the scrap heap for sure.
And the Hill still out there. The Hill says, we take that wide receiver, baby. I just think that's going to be the curveball. Veach is a curveball type guy, man.
Veach is not a curveball type guy.
Yes. He has uplifted and turned around our whole nation, bro.
Whoa. That's a big statement.
Well, Chiefs Nation.
Okay.
Chiefs Kingdom.
Okay, yeah, Chiefs I'm about to say,
Kingdom.
Whoa.
I'm like, sorry. Sorry. Sorry, Donald. No disrespect.
Go ahead. About that State of the Union?
Or Joe. I'm sorry. These changes.
America. All right.
What you got?
The Chargers will challenge the Chiefs for the AFC top AFC West spot this year. Based on
the offseason. I'm in the pocket.
You said your boy is the top. He's better than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, but they've got some decisions to make.
But I can see
like
coming
30 million over the cap.
I can see them still coming in second.
I think Keenan Allen probably gets cut. I mean, Mike Williams might get cut.
Yeah.
You couldn't see them coming in second, though?
I can see them coming in a distant second, sure.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody in AFC West is ready. If the Raiders get a quarterback, I'd put them second.
I don't think we blow anybody out the water like that.
Steelers have more wins than the Broncos this year.
In.
What'd you think?
Oh, I'm all the way in.
Oh, all in.
They got no quarterback, and they traded Jerry.
All in.
Not that he was a big, you know.
I found some wind down here in the corner. I'm so deep in the pocket.
All right. I had a couple other ones here. How much are we almost out? We are about out of here.
I still think you should have put Reggie White at number one. Because if you're
where do you think Jacoby Brissett's gonna land?
That's what I was about to say. That my response was gonna be thought Jacoby Brissett should have been talked about on the first day of free agency.
When are the Chiefs going to re-sign Blaine Gabbert?
Hey, hold on. Who first? Who gets signed first? Blaine Gabbert or Jacoby Brissett?
I'll go Gabbert.
I'm gonna go Gabbert for different reasons. I'm a heel.
Well, this was fun. It was kind of silly, but it was fun.
Very.
We will be back next week after discussing all the great moves that the Chiefs make, signing most of our free agents, and making it a successful offseason. The road to three-peat starts today, March 13th, whatever. But we're out of here.
Three-peat.